You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is a presentation of the Afro Existential Podcast. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Previously on Dead Weight, a journey in Afro-existentialism. While stuck in the elevator, each of the Mulligans had a teachable moment. Oliver learned about Georgina's secret superhuman powers. Georgina learned about Oliver's side hustle as a still-life photographer, or rather, a stiff-life photographer. And Brady learned he may have been getting stiffed for the past 25 years. Thank God for aftershocks. One came just in time. And you're just in time for episode 5 of Dead Weight, a journey in Afro-existentialism.
Okay, we are back in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Who's That Baby's Daddy Day on the Alex Winter Show.
Welcome back. Please welcome Brady. Brady says his wife, Georgina, has consistently acted in bad faith over the course of their marriage, and now he wonders if his son, Oliver, is actually his biological son. Brady, after 25 years, why are you questioning if Oliver is yours?
I love my wife. I've done everything I could to keep her in the lifestyle that she thinks she deserves, but it's never enough. I want to say, I can't say it. I can't say it on TV. I'm sorry.
You can't say what?
My wife is two-faced and both faces lie like the devil since day one.
No! Since day one. Really? Where did you meet and how did she lie?
I met her at the Snooty Fox Motor Lodge on Western and 41st.
The Snooty Fox? For those of you not from Los Angeles, the Snooty Fox is a type of hotel establishment where you can rent by the hour. Toot toot! Hey! Beep beep! If you get my 70s reference.
I had just opened my very first video store across the street, and over at the Snooty Fox, they were shooting a music video for this rapper called Gerardo.
You mean Rico Suave?
He was huge.
That's what she said.
I let them use my parking lot for craft services, so I'm behind the counter, and the most beautiful girl I'd ever seen walked in.
Georgina?
Hell no, Georgina was behind her. The beautiful girl was a regular at the Snooty Fox. Georgina came to the counter and wanted a box of Nihilators.
Oh, I used to love Nihilators. My favorite was Black Cherry.
Black Cherry, that was the name of the girl from the Snooty Fox, but she was meeting a client.
Don't look at me. Well, then what happened?
I chatted Georgina up instead, and I gave her the Nihilators, but in retrospect now, I wish I would have told her later, because Georgina had this long, sad story about how she just got replaced with the director's girlfriend, and now they just wanted her to shimmy in the background. She said she had danced in a Firebird or something, and she was real proud of that. I thought she was dancing in a Pontiac Firebird, but she said it was some ballet.
So the Firebird was asked to do the funky chicken at the Snooty Fox.
After we started dating, I found out she was hired as an extra from the start.
Sounds like she was extra from the start. Okay, let's bring out Georgina to hear her side of the story. Georgina, America wants to know, are you a Firebird or a funky chicken?
He knows that I danced the lead in Stravinsky's Firebird. And he knows he's my baby daddy. I mean, he knows he's the father of our child. I was a virgin when we met.
A virgin of what?
At the Snooty Fox?
Yes, I was a professional dancer. He's just doing all this to humiliate me and drag me down to the gutter with him. You see, when we met, I lived with my parents in Hancock Park. That's where I was raised. My father was a very well-known architect. When my parents passed away, I inherited the estate. Once we were married, he gambled us into debt, and we lost the house my father designed and built. It was tragic. And then he moved us just south of Wilshire.
Just south? I heard any further south of Wilshire, you would have needed a passport. Hello!
I was once a prima ballerina!
You're actually the much older sister of famed premier ballerina Helen Summer, right?
Not that much older, Alex. But yes, we are sisters. And it is true that with my ballet training, I was asked to dance for many artists' videos, and legendary Ecuadorian-American rapper, actor, and singer Gerardo was among them.
Ooh, what was the song?
I beg your pardon, the what?
What was the name of the song used in the video at the Snooty Fox?
It was so long ago. I can't remember the name.
It was called Make That Backdoor Booty Do, but his label never released it because it was so whack.
So it sounds like Backdoor Booty Do laid a great big duty at the Snooty Fox. Don't look at me. But seriously, regardless of the outcome, I hope you two can work it out, because this is the only family baby Oliver has known. Are you ready? Here are the results. When it comes to little Oliver,
you are that baby's daddy!
Woo! I'm sorry. I was wrong. I'm sorry.
See? I told you. You put me through all this. I told you.
I am so sorry. I always forget to put these reading glasses on. Oh, here we go. It says, you are not that baby's daddy.
I knew it.
Oh, my God.
I knew it.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Where my baby?
I knew it.
Where my baby?
Well, cock-a-doodle-doozy. How did the Firebird turn into the funky chicken? I bet it had something to do with that Snooty Fox. Well, only two things will tell. Time in the final episode of Dead Weight, A Journey in Afro-Existentialism.
Every day, I struggle with Karen. I don't want to have to struggle with my hair.
Get new and improved Afro Existential Sheen Shampoo and Reconditioner.
Ow.
It goes deep into your roots and uncovers the natural beauty that's been there all the time.
Yay.
Every day, I'm oppressed. I don't want my hair to be.
Get new and improved Afro Existential Sheen Comb Out Relaxer. It untangles the struggle and makes your life more manageable and puts you back in control.
Ow.
And for added protection on those Karen days, there's Afro Existential Sheen Super Holding Hairspray. A protein-based hairspray that holds your hair back, but won't hold you back.
I don't even have to take my earrings off. I hate to think where I'd be without it.
Afro Existential Sheen Shampoo, Reconditioner, and Relaxer. Get it today. Your roots will thank you.
Ow.
And that's no lie.
Yay.
Previously on Dead Weight, a journey in Afro Existentialism. Brady and Georgina appeared on the highly acclaimed TV talk show, Who's That Baby's Daddy? And Brady accused her of lying like the devil. But was it all a dream, like something you would read in Word Up magazine? Or did Georgina actually make her backdoor booty do what it did do? Only two things will tell. Time and the final episode of Dead Weight, a journey in Afro Existentialism.
What? What?
I'm okay. Oh, Lord. Oh, I had the worst nightmare.
He left us.
Your Pop.
Dad, did he leave us down here? Pop?
What?
There's a sliver of light, Oliver. I'm going to need you up here with me. You get on my shoulders, I can hoist you up the ladder, and you can pull me up. It's going to take both of us to pull the door open once we get up there. It's pitch black in here. Georgina, is the light on your phone still working?
No, it's out. It's dead.
Okay, we can make our way without it. We will just follow the light. Come on, Oliver.
Be careful.
Okay, you sit tight. What's wrong with you?
I'm afraid.
Afraid of what? We'll be fine.
Don't leave me down here by myself. Open the door and come right back.
We'll be right back, Gina. Relax. I'm going to hoist you up to that ladder. Okay, on three. One, two, three.
Ooh. Got it. Okay, take my hand.
Okay, go up. I'm right behind you.
You two be careful. Hurry up. How's it going?
Okay, we're up.
It's not your fault. The earthquake knocked you into him. He must have lost his balance in the dark. He fell. It is not your fault. Where'd you put it? How much is that now? How much is that? It is not your fault. I didn't push him.
You didn't push who?
You!
You contemplating pushing me? Glad you thought about it, because I'll be the last person you ever pushed. I can guarantee you that much. I'd have no qualms about knocking you the fuck out.
No, not you. The trunk. How did it...
I told you to be gone before your mother got back.
Ma, she's coming back?
It's gonna kill her when I tell her I just found some more of your stash. I just flushed it down the toilet. You just don't care about this family. You don't care about anybody except yourself. Jesus, are you high now? I told you when you said you were getting clean the last time. I said, I don't mind carrying you, but don't drag your feet. That's all you do now. And you're not dragging us down with you. Like dead weight. That's what you are. Dead weight. Dragging everybody down.
Dead? Wait, what's happening? I don't know what's wrong with me.
You're a sociopath or a psychopath, whichever one is worse. That's what's wrong with you. You just feel free to go around doing whatever you want to whoever you want and don't give two fucks about the consequences. You got that honest. That's how your mother is. This is the end of the road for you. When you're done, leave your key. I want you out before your mother gets back. I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear from you. You're dead to me.
I think you're right. I am. I just keep doing the same thing over and over. So let's get on with it.
Glad you come about time. I've been told that boy to get out of here.
And once again, the $300 million Powerball numbers are 3,
damn,
6,
never win.
21,
why always buy
6,
these lottery tickets? Oh, wait, shoot.
And once again, the $300 million Powerball numbers are 3, 6, 21.
I won! $300 million. Oh, my God. I won. This is fabulous. I can't believe it. Oh, my God. I won. Oh, shoot. Wait a minute. Hold on. She's coming back. Where can I hide this ticket so Helen won't find it with her snooping nosy ass? Here we go. This picture of her parents on top of the TV in her damn Don't Touch Brady Waterford glass frame. No, excuse me, Waterford crystal frame. Not like she ever dust anything around this anyway.
Hello?
Fiona, baby?
Yeah?
You sitting down?
Yeah.
Listen, I gotta talk real quick before Gina gets back.
Wait, what's Gina?
My wife, Gina.
Who is this?
Who do you think this is? Well, let me tell you who it is. The man that just won the $300 million Powerball.
Are you for real?
Yes. I swear for God.
You lying.
I'm not lying. Stop screaming. Listen. Baby doll. Listen, Fiona. I'm about to hang up on your ass. I need to hide this lotto ticket. Pack one suitcase and your passport. I pick you up at 9 a.m. We getting the hell out of here forever. Just you and me.
I'll be ready.
I'm telling you, man. God is good.
All the time. Yes,
yep, all the time.
Oh, yes, he is.
Yes. I gotta go. I hear him coming.
I'll see you later.
You get your dinner?
Churches. Help yourself.
Oh, no, thank you. Ollie's stuff is still here. Is he coming back? I'm gonna ask him to stay. I decided.
You decided? Over my dead body? We have done everything we can for him. Do you know I just flushed a whole bag of...
I told you, I don't want to know, and I don't care. He's our son, and we are not throwing him out.
I do not care if you don't care. You're gonna hear with your pressure.
Bonk! Brady? Are you okay? Oh, my God. Let me get some water. No, Brady. I wish you wouldn't always talk with food in your mouth. Nobody wants to see all that. And no one is in that much of a hurry to hear anything you have to say. Trust me. You need to drink more water. I saw online that a man should drink 13 cups a day. Not beer or soda or tea. Water. Do you know, I went all the way down to the market and forgot eggs. I gotta make a cake without some eggs. Do you need anything while I'm out? Oh, you want the TV on? Okay, sweetie. I'll be right back. If you think of anything you need, just text me. Oh, look, it's your program. Honestly, I don't know how you can watch these shows. I mean, when did other people's misery become entertainment? All right, I'll be right back, baby.
On this episode, who the hell did I marry this time?
Well, I must say this has me all choked up. But do not fret. They get to keep on doing it over and over until they do it differently. You know, a very wise man once said cognitive dissonance is a ghastly sedative. What exactly did he mean? Well, it's when we ignore the hard facts and take the blue pill so we can remain in blissful ignorance. Perfect example, morally, we all believe that child abuse or child labor or slave labor is bad. But these new sneakers on sale are good. So we pop the blue pill and save 20%. It's the American way. Oh well, you know what they say. We all have to pay the price of whatever we saved at the outlet mall. Until we meet again, and I'm sure we will.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.